Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Monday, December 6, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. We begin today in Zimbabwe, where President Robert Mugabe's administration is clamping down on outside help, making supplies hard to come by. Yet Christian World Outreach's Oneas Tapera says the pastoral training and child evangelism ministries are strong.
In our last camp, we had about 60 children, and 37 of them received Christ as their personal savior. So I'm working with one of our local pastors to find ways how we could disciple these children, because the places they live, they don't have churches.
While Romania is hopeful it will join the European Union, Christians are excited about being able to share the gospel on the radio. While Little Samaritan already has a presence, they've been awarded 4 superstations. Little Samaritan's Florin Pindigblad says initially they need financial help.
We still will depend for a little while for support from the United States. We'd like, if it would be possible, in the middle of the winter and even at the 1st of January, to have at least one of these superstations open to share the good news.
And finally, you can make a difference in the lives of children in Bangladesh. You can join Voice of the Martyrs in sponsoring Christmas care packages and village outreach packs in this predominantly Muslim nation. $25 provides an outfit, coat, toys, school supplies, comb, toothbrush, candy, and a children's Bible storybook. $75 gives the care kits plus gospel tapes and a hand crank cassette player. The kits are designed to teach up to 15 children about Christ. Click on today's story on our website for details. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news to make sure people in the pew know what to do. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also sign up at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.